Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Alice knows what you think I've seen. Some strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on the side of his knee, and he was talking to Moss and Joe. Where the party they gonna have? Out in the St. John's Wall.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Viscardi. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Viscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm back. Sorry, guys. It dropped me out for some reason. Let's see who we got anybody new on here. Let me look. Margo, you're on, okay? And so we got everybody. TJ's not on. He hasn't come in yet, and that's just because he's probably out of range. But we're still going to do everything tonight like I described to you in the text messages I sent you. A lot of things going on right now. Just right in the middle of the day, I had two phone calls. Hold on, let me put some of you guys on here so you can respond. Now you're going to have to minimize the noise on your mics and only respond when, you know, think. I got everybody on. So, I got a call this it's about 2 hours ago, and from West Virginia. And then just about an hour before that, I got another call from California. And both of them were encounters. And, of course, it's too early to have them on the show. We'll have them on next week. What I thought we'd do this week was try to give you an overview of the expedition that's going to take place here shortly. And it's going to be a lengthy one, but there's quite a few things that they're going to do while they're on expedition, and it's pretty significant. I probably won't get into that. What I'll probably end up doing right now, because TJ isn't on, he was going to take the first 15 minutes and do that, but that's if he could get in. But what we'll do is we'll just go through and get everybody's what's been going on in your area for the last month or so, because we haven't had time for anybody to respond to anything due to the shows that we've had and the Giants and all the other things that are going on. But nobody got a chance to bring us up to date with what they were doing or even ask any questions. So tonight is the night that we're going to go through, and we're going to go and let everybody be on. I'd like everybody just take about five minutes, no more than that, for your updates and things, and then we'll get back into it. When we have whatever time is left over, we'll get into particular subjects that you guys want to ask questions about, things like that. So everybody's on, and I want to go down the line here and just make sure. Ernie, you're on.
Yes, I am. How you doing, Bill?
Good. Martin, you're on.
Hey, how you doing? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you good. Didn't make it. Margo, you're on.
Yep. How are you doing?
Okay. Rocky, you're on, buddy.
Hey there.
And Jimmy Boots, you're on.
Yes, sir.
And Leo, you're on.
Who brought you?
And Swede, you're on, buddy.
Paul Rossi on.
And Doyle, you're on.
Leave it there.
Always here.
I know. I just want to make sure there's no sound problems. I just got locked out when the show went into.
Thank you. Love you.
On the air.
Yeah, I thought my phone died.
Yeah, I know. I had no way of telling you there was a problem. All I could do was dial in and come back in. Well,
yeah.
What we're going to do, let's tell you what. Let's start out. Margo, you just recently had an encounter, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Margo. This is Martin.
Margo, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Are you there, Margo?
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah. Why don't you give us an update on North Dakota first. You just had a an encounter.
Yep. Just see your 3:30 this afternoon. I and my granddaughters were outside by our picnic table. The thing he was standing, I'm guessing he had to have been at least 8 feet tall, and he was just watching us. And we had this funny odor. My two granddaughters, which one was 8 and one is 5, they started hysterically screaming because they spotted him first. And I looked in. There he was. He was just standing there. And, yeah, it was pretty, it went just dead silent. It just went dead silent outside, and we couldn't figure out. And I was thinking, then we got the smell, and it was a horrible smell, and we all ran into the house, and they wouldn't even look out the windows again. And I was looking out, and here he just walked in the back in my backyard. It's all wooded. But he walked down the path where there's a path back there, and I went back outside, and I stood there, and then pretty soon, like, there's neighbors probably half a mile or so, and here their dogs start raising heck. So I'm thinking, and it's all wooded in between us, so I was thinking they spotted it, their dogs. But yeah, that was a my granddaughters were terrified today when they seen they.
Wow.
When you seen it, about how far were you from it when you seen it?
I'm guessing, let's see, probably about 70 feet. Maybe that.
Oh, that was close.
Maybe less. And my friends came over, and we walked down, and we seen his footprints. We didn't think we would catch it, but we seen his footprints, and it looked like right where it was standing, like it either, I don't know what kind of fluid it was, but what if he peed there or what, I don't know, but it was pretty scary. And
goodness.
Scared the hell out
now,
of us.
When you seen it, could you see any of the other, did it turn around and all that, or did how much could you see? His facial features?
We see the whole damn thing.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Let's go through it.
He was just standing there, he was big and kind of, I don't know, I'm guessing his 8, maybe 9 feet. He was big. He was huge. And
is he one you've
like
seen before?
I say he looks like the one that, I don't know if it's the one I've seen before, but he was quite big because I'm guessing he has to be 8 to 9 feet tall because he was, like, we got big pine trees, you know, and stuff, and he was standing. I don't know how far.
Well, let's go up and let's take it by the numbers. Okay, facial features. What did the face look like? First of all, color of hair.
His hair was like
dark. What color was it?
It looked like almost blackish, darkish, brownish, really dark, dark brown, like the kind I seen up on our hill before by the berries.
Was it stringy hair?
Yep, long stringy hair. He had, his arms were way down, like past his, I don't know, they were pretty long, like down by his knees almost. He was huge. This guy was huge today.
Wow.
But it scared the hell out of us.
You said the hair is kind of stringy in certain areas?
Yep. Yep. And some of
it. But
it
was a darker
clumsy
one, right?
It was darker, yep. Looked
yeah,
darker.
Darker one.
That's the one that I seen one like that up picking our berries before, but this dang thing, I didn't see it standing. I just seen that one sitting, but this guy was a big guy. And he left it.
What about the facial features?
He just looked like he almost kind of like his face wasn't as dark, but it was like brownish looking. I don't know,
right.
And it didn't like.
What about the nose and the face? Was it flat or was it?
It looked kind of
flat. Was the face
flat
or extended nose or what?
No, his nose looked like it was like his mouth was almost like an ape looking. and his nose was kind of, and his nose wasn't really that black, but you can see it. But
I said,
I looked up, seen it, and we booked it. My granddaughter's eating it now. And like,
what about the eyes? Did you get a chance to see any? Did the eyes look any?
Kind of yellowish around them, with like, I don't know, dark brown or something. Really dark, dark. He looked just really dark. His face wasn't as dark as his you know, it wasn't as dark as his
How was
his
skull shaped?
It was almost like a pony top. It was a weird cone top. Yep, kind of like it had like almost like a cone right on top. It was just, it was, I about froze. It looked kind of, it wasn't really coney, but it looked like, you know, it's not normal. So
Did you get a chance to take a look around after it went away in the area that you saw it? Was there any footprints or anything else that you could see that was?
I contacted my friends and they came over and we went walking right where it was and it did leave footprints. And it, like I said, I don't know if it peed or what it did, but there was some fluid, bodily fluid left there. And then my one friend walked up the hill there and here he found a bunch of bones up there. They took pictures of them and it looks almost like a moose bones up there.
Right.
But I don't know if that thing did that to that or what, or if there, you know, there's
that's
a family.
That's in the new place.
Mm-hmm.
That's in your new place, right?
Yep. But like I said, I'm just surrounded there. I mean, there ain't nobody up there. So, but it was.
It's the new area.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's give everybody. Let's see. I'm going to give everybody a chance to ask a question.
Bill,
if you have a question to ask, we'll start out with. Ernie.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Bill. I didn't mean to. I just was curious because I noticed that, you know. I was just curious if it was the new place, because if it's a different looking one than she's seen before, it has maybe less of a cone, but it's a darker color, and it's a new area. That's really what I wanted to know.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think when even new area, we're not talking about we're not talking about a lot of miles.
No, not
we?
Too far away. Right, right. Not too far away, but up the hill. And it just
they're hanging. I think the habitat is adequate for them to hang around, and they got water, they got food, and they got
I get nervous
shelter.
When I hear, like, it was staring at kids. That just makes me nervous, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Well, it didn't make any gestures or anything toward you, did it, Margo?
No, it was just standing there, and it just
it's if
up.
It peed, though.
It was
if that
just,
was pee.
It was really scary, though. But like I said, my granddaughters were so shaking, they were crying and just shaking from it. I literally had to hold them because of it, and they were like, "What was that, Grandma?" You know. And
I would just be
Martin,
careful. That's
do you
all
have
I'm
a question?
Say.
We'll go to Martin now. Martin, did you have a question?
Oh, yeah. I was wondering if she's ever tried to give it any gifts. I heard that they like marbles and they like to weave little creatures and still make their little dolls and stuff. I just kind of wonder if she's ever given any food or any gifts and like trade back and forth with them and get them to be friendly with you.
Actually, I've noticed that like when I put out food for my two dogs, they're part Alaskan Malamute. And when I put out, I have two dishes. I'll find one way in the back of my house all the time. And then, we got so much berries around here. So, and just everywhere we got them everywhere. So I'm just kind of thinking they have so much to eat off of here. And,
God, Marco, you get both the bears and the monsters. All those berries.
Yeah. So it's just something that could happen.
I heard of a guy that he left a tablet out on his patio with a marker and they would come out and mark and draw pictures and stuff. Have you ever tried anything like that or had anything where they drew anything on anything? Or made
no.
marks in the ground in dirt?
No, I just have, like, I just had taken pictures of their footprints and stuff, but that's about it. And then, like I said, there's so much fruit and stuff around here where I live, and it's so secluded that it's, you know, it's just perfect habitat for them just to roam. And
yeah.
I don't know, maybe me moving up here kind of disturbed them a little bit, because it did shake my house, like, last week. So,
they're letting you know they're there.
Yep, they're letting them know they're there. Yep, exactly. And so it's just
I think for the most part, it's pretty friendly.
Yeah, but it was just kind of like, it was scary to actually see him again. Like, I seen him before, and I ran like hell that time, too.
So where do you live?
Hey, Rocky, what about you, buddy? You got a question?
None for me.
Okay, Jimmy Boots. Jimmy, are you there? I guess he's there. Well, maybe he's not. Leo.
Yeah, yes, ma'am. Where do you live?
I live in St. Michael, North Dakota.
Okay. And look, when you seen these creatures, let me ask you this, your recent encounter that you had when you seen the creature, and you said that you were you said 75 feet from this creature?
Yep.
Okay. And this is outside your home, correct?
Yep. It's actually on It was actually on one of these old roads back here. See, where I live, it had a bunch of old wagon trails and stuff. And
so,
it's pretty secluded.
So, were you on this trail and the creature stepped out of the wooded area, or where were you in reference to the creature?
Okay, I have picnic tables up and, like, umbrellas and stuff. We were right there, and my granddaughters were doing their activities, and they looked up. And the thing was just standing there watching us.
And did you hear
right
any sound? When you ran away, you and your granddaughters, when you guys ran away, did you hear this creature breaking any branches as it left or as it went down into the wooded area?
Yeah, he did. Because I went back out there and I just wanted to have to watch, see everything. I out and I see walking down, and we have had a lot of broken trees, literally big broken trees. I sent it to Marco, Bill, and TJ, some that were busted right in half. But we did have that, and we got this ugly, ugly smell. It was an awful smell. So I think that's what caught it.
Do you know if there's been any more sightings in that area where you are? Has there been any sightings recently?
Oh, yeah. There have been sightings. Actually, it's all wooded. Like, when TJ and them come, I'll take them for a tour around to show them, you know. But there's been sightings on our road because there's nothing but wooded areas. There's sloughs. There's a lot of fruit. A lot of fruit. There's fish. I mean, we got one of the natural biggest lakes in North Dakota. People come all over to fish, and so they got a lot of stuff. And another thing we noticed, I used to have like anywhere from 15 to 20 deer graze in our private cemetery up here. And now we can't even see one.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's feasting on deer or what it's doing. So, but like I said, my friends walked up the hill to where the first sighting was, and they were looking for trees, and and here they ran across some bones back there. I mean, just laying there, bones of animals. So,
has anyone tried to put any trail cameras up, or any cameras to try to catch these creatures on camera?
we did have some trail cams up, and we did catch something on one of them, but this trail cam camera was like about 4 feet off the ground, mm-hmm. and it looked like actually lain by it. I think I sent that to TJ and Marco Bill too.
Marco, you got that
looks
picture?
Like a, it looks like a hand. And
she sent them to
looks like
TJ.
A hand and,
What's that, Marco?
She
it
sent them to
like,
TJ. We couldn't get them on my phone. My phone was a broke phone, wouldn't take.
You think we can eventually
and
get those on the website?
Well, yeah, if we get them from TJ, I got to talk to TJ.
Yep,
okay.
And we had them on.
Okay. Good deal.
So
that's all I have, Marco.
Sweet, you got anything to ask, buddy?
Well, not really. I was just listening in on that part of it.
It just worries me that it peed. If it peed, it was excited. It was watching the little girls, and it was. And if that's a feeding area, more towards the feeding area up the hill, I'd just be real cautious. That's I just get scared. I got goosebumps. You telling the story and just knowing there's little kids, and you know you've heard the story where I'm at and what I find, and that's ancient times. But I don't want to see anything in real time, and it just makes me nervous.
I kept them in for the rest of the afternoon, and I would not let them go out or anything. So they didn't want to go out because of that because they were hysterical.
That's a shame too, but
yeah,
because you don't want them to be scared of the woods, but who knows what can happen.
Exactly.
Well, you guys, we got Tom on now. Tom, you there?
Hey, good buddy.
How are you?
Hi, Marco. Hi, Marco.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
How are you
doing?
Tom.
Good. Who's this?
Leo.
Leo.
Hey, Leo the Lion. How are you, buddy?
Good, sir.
Well, let me tell you, boy, we got action today. Unbelievable. We're up in Virginia City with the Ghostbusters, and we got action right away. They responded back. They even, the girl that was asking questions got injured. The thing actually hit her hand, made her bleed. Hit her finger. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Got it all on camera.
Wow.
Okay.
Well,
not only that,
Tom,
not only that,
Margo just had, just this afternoon, 3 o'clock her time, had an encounter with a creature. She was about 70 feet away from it.
Wow. Did she take any pictures?
Her and her granddaughter.
No.
Well, no, they were out in a picnic, kind of a, well, in a picnic benches or something, doing stuff, and of course the little girls went crazy, and so she had a right. We were just going around, making around, letting them ask questions about different things.
Well, let me tell you this. Channel 2 News did a hell of an expose on us, which, Tommy, are you putting it up on this website or Marco said, Rocky said it? Okay, so you have it there, Marco. Everybody sent it.
Okay.
And they're coming out to the Lovelock Caves with us. They're doing a hell of a story on us, man. You have no clue. This is huge. And the next 2 days, I just can't wait to see what else we're about ready to encounter. But I'll tell you what, this ghost business is pretty incredible. But you know what prevails over it all? Bigfoot. Now everybody asks, oh, my God, we know who you guys are. We're glad you came. I'm glad you're going to go and help us about the Lovelock Caves. And, oh, my God, it's just been phenomenal. And our new cinematographer, our videographer, Charlie, I think he died and went to heaven. He filmed all this shit today, and he's impressed as hell. Says to me, Tom Biscardi, how do you get the press out of this? Well, it's real simple. When you're Tom Biscardi with a Bigfoot hunter, you can do it. He wants to give you guys a little shout out. This is Charlie. Okay?
Okay.
Man? Nice to meet you, dude.
Talk louder, Charlie.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, how
are you? What's going on?
How you doing, Charlie?
Hey, we saw some incredible stuff today. We saw some people get their hands whacked by kind of malevolent entity.
Wow.
Blood and the whole gore, the whole nine yards.
Wow.
Wow. As you can tell, it's not too much for work. Oh, yeah, it's pretty incredible shit, I'll tell you right now. And we're in the midst of it.
Wow.
We are in the midst of it. Yeah, I'm so happy as hell, and I'm glad I'm here. The whole team is just beaming, let me tell you, beaming, all right? Because it's something new for us. And the community is saying, gosh, thank you guys so much for coming here to help us out to find out exactly what we have going here. And when they seen right off the bat, they went out of their mind.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. So I'm feeling pretty good about the whole thing, and so are the boys, everybody. And, you know, we got Michael. He's with us. And, Michael, why don't you say hello to everybody out there in Bigfoot Country?
Well, how's it going out there?
How you doing, Michael?
We're out here in the wild west. That's interesting to see history being made as we speak.
I like that, Michael. Very good. History being made as we speak. Wow. And televised, yeah. We were on 5:30, and then we're coming back on at 7:30. We're on now. As a matter of fact, you go to KTVN, Thomas Victor Noble, Channel 2 in Reno, Nevada, and you'll see the link there, and you'll see us in there, the whole team and everybody. I mean, this is some great shit. And I'll tell you what, it's been under our noses all these years, and we never knew about it. But I guess I'll tell you this, the Scardy and his team are here. No problemo. We got it together.
Bring on the ghosts.
Bring on the red-haired giants and everything else that goes booked in the night. We're ready.
A couple of great
boots. So we got another couple of days going on now. What do you got going, Marco? Is TJ going to be with you each night?
It's up to you guys.
You know, because each night, you know, there's a big update. Well, I know that he's doing it on the Facebook Live. TJ is doing it on Facebook.
Okay.
Facebook Live, folks.
He's sharing it around.
Yeah, he is. And you'll get to see it firsthand, folks. Listen, we got to get going because we got to prepare tonight for the ghost hunting.
Stay safe.
You take careful. Take care.
Okay.
Stay safe.
Take care, guys.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Good report from the field.
All right.
Bye.
Bye,
Tom.
Bye, Marco.
Now. Take care.
Bye, Tom.
Well, everybody, that's what you call a report from the field.
Yeah.
We used to have them all the time.
That'll be something
to see. Yeah, well, we used to have them right from the field. We'd do the show right from the field. And we still will this time, I think, as well. We'll do some shows from the field. Well, we left off with, Doyle, you're the last one to ask question of Margo. And then we're going to go around and get everybody's input.
Margo!
Yes!
How you doing, darling?
Pretty good.
Well, let me ask you a question. I know somebody might have posed this. I've been getting dropped offline. I live out in the Appalachian Mountains myself, out in the wilderness, and I lose cell signal from time to time. But did anybody pose the question about you said the puddle of body fluid, like maybe urine or something like that. Did you think to maybe try to collect a sample of that?
No. I was actually afraid yet to, I was looking around pretty good and so were my friends, and it was, I said it was kind of, I was shook up for a while there, and even when they came and we looked and we seen the footprints, but where it was standing, and then, like I said, the body fluid. So I don't know if, and then it, we have nothing but black dirt. So
right.
I don't know.
If that it, would just, be so valuable, if just a suggestion. I'm an old detective from retired police officer, and I know that there's different ways you can emergency collect evidence. And the thing is, if you just had a few cotton balls, you know, maybe you know in your backpack or in your purse or something like that, if you could have got up there and just soaked those up and put them in a paper bag, not a plastic bag because that grows bacteria, but a paper bag and put them in a refrigerator or a freezer, we could maybe get those analyzed and see exactly what we're probably looking at as far as the DNA structure or something like that. I just think that would be an amazing find. I don't know what anybody else thinks about that.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, I know I had, like, when I covered some of the tracks before, I had some hair samples, and I don't know where they went to. I put them in a jar, and maybe I could go and dabble some of my cosmetic pads I have. I might be able to collect some because it was quite wet there. It was pretty wet there.
If you could just soak, just a few cotton balls or cotton swabs or something like that. But remember, don't ever put them in plastic. Put them in paper and get them to refrigeration as fast as you can. And if you can do that, then you can hold on to them forever. We've got a snake in Texas that's still under refrigeration that is being held by a couple down there that was obviously bitten by something and killed, and it was just torn apart by our teeth. It was, and I can't wait to try to maybe get that thing analyzed one day. And just everything's going crazy down here in Bell County and Kentucky. We've had sighting after sighting around Rock.
Okay, Margo, thank you for your update. And we're going to start with Doyle on his update.
Okay.
Thank you. Go ahead, Doyle. What's going on?
You ready, Marco?
I'm ready.
We've had multiple sightings in one specific area in Bell County, Kentucky, that leads over through the Appalachian Mountain chain over Pine Mountain, Kentucky. If anybody's ever heard of the famous chain rock in Pineville, Kentucky, or anything about that, that's the famous city behind the walls. But we've had multiple sightings in the 4 mile area and across the mountain into the Frakes area. And I've been talking about it for weeks. We've been talking to people that have seen this thing. And we even, I measured and counted steps on one. The crypto crew out of Harlan, I think, came down and done their investigation. I've been doing one, too. I'd like to get a hold of the crypto crew and get up with them and see what they found and what as far as photography and what they've got compared to what I've got. But we have definitely, we're on to something here in Bell County that's going on right now. I don't know if it's a migration. I don't know what's happening. But we're getting an extremely large amount of sightings here in the last few days. And we're trying to talk to everybody. And descriptions are varied, too. We've got long hair. We've got short hair. We've got tall and skinny. We've got short and heavy. We've got all kinds of different ones, which would be contingent to different age groups that are moving. And it sounds to me like Margo may actually have her an elder that is settled in an area, because we've had a theory that that they settle at a certain age when they get to an area where they can actually have a good food supply that's year-round and stable, that when they reach a certain age, they quit migrating, and they settle in an area like we do as older people, you know. We settle, and I think we would have a lot in common with these animals. I'm just ready to, you know, for the crew to get down here when they come, and whenever they do, we'll go out and I'll show them what we got, and I got some people to introduce them to that I think is going to amaze them. We've got multiple sightings at a gas well here in Bell County, Kentucky, where the keeper of the gas wells goes up and makes sure the pressure gauges and everything's working right on the gas wells and takes care of those daily. And this fellow's been amazing at the stories he can tell and what he's seen and what he's heard. And it's just amazing everything's going on down here. We need some help down here. We need to get out in front of this crypto crew and get down here and show them what we got. Like I say, you know, I've always said, you know, you got to either keep up or stay back. So.
You got it, buddy. Thanks. Appreciate the update.
All right, guys. Everybody in Bigfoot
Sweet
World,
and Rocky.
You guys. Y'all have a good night.
All right,
Sweet
thanks.
And Rocky.
Hey, Bill.
You there, Rocky?
Yes,
yes.
I am.
Yeah, Marco.
Yeah,
yes,
what do you guys got? What do you got going on, buddies?
Well, my brother called me. You know, he's a wildlife in the wildlife service. He called me in Swede last week and asked us to go out to Onion Creek, which is over in Madison County, because some old boy had lost his third cow. And the first two were never seen again. But anyhow, we went out there. We went out there. What was that, Robert? Friday?
It's Friday. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
Friday and the 8th.
It was raining like cow peeing on a flat rock. But we got out there and we talked to the guy. He said that, you know, he was losing cattle and had no idea, you know, what it could be. So we had him take us down and show us where it was, where he saw the last cow that he lost, where it was the last time he saw it. He took us down in his lower field and showed us the spot, and we sent him back to the house so we could go ahead and, you know, look everything over without any interference. But anyhow, we looked all around in the field and we didn't find anything. We crossed over the fence and we hit a game trail that was pretty heavily used. We was walking up through there and the crows were just, I mean, they were going crazy. And anyhow, I looked up, saw a couple of saw some vultures circling, so we decided to, you know, crows and buzzards can be your friend out like that. So we walked up toward where the buzzards were, and we got up the way a little ways, and I saw two more of them sitting in a tree way up high. I pointed it out to the Swede, and he's standing there looking around, and he saw something up the trail. Go ahead, Swede.
I've seen, it's real greened up real good, and leaves are on heavy, but I've seen this red, kind of red, up in the tree there, and we made our way over there, and sure enough, there was a calf, you know, like a, always somewhere. I'm just guesstimating. I don't know. Me and Rocky were kind of trying to figure the weight on it, but it's like a market calf, probably somewhere between 400 and 500, a little better maybe, somewhere in there. It was up off the ground with its head wedged in the fork of a tree. And it was probably a good 10 foot up.
Oh, yeah.
And
wow.
Not chewed on. But it had its, one of its hind quarters removed, I would say I'm going to use the word removed without like a, kind of like you might disjoin a chicken thigh from a chicken. The way it wasn't chewed up. It didn't have no, we thought, well, the only thing that we know of that puts stuff up in a tree like that's a big cat. And we didn't see, and that was the interesting thing was the lack of what we, I mean, what we didn't see was
what
the interesting
thing. What we didn't see, yeah.
There was no coyote tracks. There was no bear tracks. There was no cat tracks. There was nothing. It was just there.
Granted, it had been raining. Been raining
been
pretty
raining.
Hard.
And
we didn't
actually, in there.
We didn't actually get up
there.
There right on it to where
no,
we could touch it or anything. We looked at it through my right. I have a little short, a long eye relief scope on my 4570, and we was looking it all over through it. And we saw no bite marks, no claw marks. Go ahead. Sorry.
And another thing that we noticed that we did not see was we're talking about a good quarter of a mile from the field, and not just an easy walk through the woods. I'm talking about some pretty thick stuff. No saplings broke down. No skid marks around on the side of stuff barked off, almost to the point of whatever, however it got in there, it got like it got carried in there. It didn't get drug in there, it got carried in there. And but again, it had been raining, and then it rained like cats and dogs, and actually, I mean, flooded the river out Sunday. So we really didn't have much evidence to document. But beyond it, just being up in the tree and that hindquarter being jerked off and the hide was like more ripped than cut. It was like something just grabbed a hold of it there and just twisted it out of it, the joint, took the hindquarter, and there it was.
Okay.
It was up in the tree just plain as Jane.
The one thing is a certainty, its neck was broke.
Yeah, it was definitely the way it was twisted in that tree, and it was definitely broken.
Yeah, it was all twisted and about 2 foot longer than it should have been.
Yeah, stretched out. And we're going to go back. We weren't prepared for that. We didn't bring anything except just, you know, firearms and ourselves and our normal thing. Because we were just thinking, you know, something got out, you know, and it, you know, it walked over to the neighbor's place or something like that. But, you know, this was really something. So we were... Rocky's going to go back out there, and we're going to try to get back out by Friday and put a game camera on that thing and try to get some photographs. So, you know, hang in there. We'll have something to tell you all about it coming up on Wednesday. The old man was pretty shook up when we told him about what we had seen, and he had said that he wasn't going to be visiting with neighbors about it or anything. So we'll see what happens. But again, the lack of what we saw was more interesting. I mean, without seeing anything, and there's big cats around. And I don't know that. I guess one could take a calf that big pretty easy, but coyotes eat them on the spot. Most of the critters eat them on the spot. Wherever they go down, that's where you see the work getting done. And the coyotes the buzzards were high up in the tree, and they weren't right down on it like they were leery. And, you know, the crows was just doing their – they was just having a meeting. There could have been something there on the ground. We didn't see it. Could have been a coyote hanging around there maybe looking for an easy meal, and they were talking about it. But it was a very unique don't know if I've ever seen anything quite like that set up. It was really strange.
I've actually never seen a kill like that because, like he said, the hind quarter was it looked to me like it was just twisted off. I mean, you could see the joint.
Was the blood in the tree? Was it dripping in the tree? Or was it like empty? Like it was killed somewhere else? Yeah, it was probably killed somewhere else and just put up there drained.
Well, it had been raining so hard.
Oh, okay.
You know, it was just.
Gotcha.
I mean, no tracks, no nothing. But like I say, we found no teeth marks, nothing like that. Like I say, we didn't get right up there on it because we didn't want our smell to be that close to it.
Right.
But that little old scope of mine, you know, we was looking through it, and we found no. At this point, we have no guess what it might be. But I mean, we've seen just about every kind of kill that there is out there, and this is just something completely new to us.
And if a man would have, I mean, you know. Me and Rocky pretty stout. We'd get something done, but it would have been hard enough just to get half of that critter up in that tree, much less that whole thing.
To get it where it was at,
you'd have to use ropes or some kind of an apparatus to get it lifted that high. But we saw no signs of that. It just looked like it landed there, and it just was like a perfect notch in that tree, you know, the fork in the tree, and its head was just wedged in there just perfect, and it was holding it up there just plain as day. Mm-hmm. It's been a little bit hot, but it's been kind of cool with the rain and whatnot. It wasn't like it was bloated all out either. It was,
Well, the thing of it is, it did rain, but it definitely It didn't rain hard enough, and the wind didn't blow hard enough to blow a 500-pound cow up in a tree.
No. And, you know, it was a really unique thing. We were pressed for time, and then when the rain started coming, you know, there was flash flood warnings. We had to get the heck out of there anyway. And then Sunday it did flash flood. The old man said that the water was completely up in his field, which where his feeder is up there, where his feeder was a good 100 yards from that corner. So the water from the, you know, it was flooding real good. It come up behind my house. It completely flooded my hay field. Thank God I got my hay out before that happened. I got my hay out last Thursday. But yeah, we're gonna go back down there and see what we can do about some cameras and stuff. It was just real unique. We wanted to share it with you. We hadn't had a lot of time to get out and do stuff, and it was just a quick deal. And we'll keep y'all. And if you got any ideas,
you know,
yeah.
We'll need to follow up on that.
But
come along. We're gonna try to have nights here where we can get everybody a chance to get in. Let's see, I got about 8 minutes left. Can Ernie and Martin come on, please?
Yeah, we're here.
Here are the last 8 minutes here.
Well, I was just going to add that Saturday I did some digging. I don't know if everybody knows I have the Giants. And my Giants have, their bodies are clay. And fossil. The bones are fossil, and the body is clay. And
wow.
I decided to do some digging in the graveyard, and I found out that it's a mass grave. It's like they dug the big hole, and then they put everybody in it, and they bumped them all together. They're not separately dug. It's all one big hole. And I was uncovering a four-legged animal. I don't know how much I can tell without getting in trouble. But I found like a four-legged animal, which might have been their pet, because it was on top of one of the giants. And what I'm finding out is I'm finding bite marks, but from the fangs of the animals that attacked them have fangs, and they're leaving their fang marks in the bodies, in the clay body, and you can see it by the black blood. It's got I guess they bleed so bad and they bruise, and then the blood turns to you know, dried, it's like dried dirt, but it's black. And this one animal I uncovered had bite marks on his shoulder and bite marks on his rear. But then I got rained out, so I didn't get a chance to see if he had paws or hoofs or what, but he's about the size of a goat. But I don't know if it was a big dog or a goat, because I just didn't get enough uncovered. And I've made some other discoveries, but I don't really want to say them because they're really, really big discoveries. And I don't want to get in trouble with Tom.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm just trying to sell all my stuff and get out to Martin. That's it. Keep it simple.
He needs to get out here quick.
Well, we had a couple people had to drop off. One had a phone problem, another is, I'm not sure what happened, but I'm sure it was a phone because they were asking questions just before that. So, one thing I want you to consider, we will have, we'll always have, try to have people on here that have new encounters and things, and we'll have them on the show and to tell their encounters. And we got to try to give you guys at least 5 or 10 minutes at the end of the show to ask questions of the people. The other thing is are there other kinds of formats or things that you would like to see on the show? We'd like to make it interesting, and we want people to both learn and listen to actual, you know, different things that take place. And you guys are our main, our main team, all of you. You're our main team on the show here. And if there's things that you see or hear about, by all means, get the info and spread it out. We'll have you on to do that, okay? It's not just limited to having a fresh encounter. You can have other people that you may know that have had an encounter, and you can introduce them on the show or whatever if you would like. Okay? So it's just that kind of thing. Now, from now on, we're probably for the next – I can't tell you what the format of the show is going to be like, because it's going to be partially from the field, and there may be even some days when we have – it's off Wednesday, where if you want to come up and listen, you know, we'll have a show from the field on special events. We used to do that quite frequently. So we're back into that groove again. And we're into more than, whereas before we're primarily only Bigfoot, now we're into other things as well. They're into the ghost phenomenon. They're into the giant phenomenon. And that is a new turn that we've taken with both Martin and Ernie. I'd like to tell everybody. All you got to do is, if you want to get to me, you can either text me, call me for a few minutes. We want to shoot the grease and talk about things. If there are things on here that you don't like, or that make you upset, please call me and let me know right away. I have no way of knowing sometimes, how different things can affect people. And all I do is I try to gather I gather the information, try to get the people on the show, stuff like that. But all of you can help do a lot of different things, and if you'd like, and all you have to do is just give me an ear shout.
Okay. Yeah. You got that, Bill. That's no problem.
Absolutely, Marco.
And I really appreciate everybody. You know, when you all come on here, and you're very patient. You know, the last 3 weeks, the show was so stuffed full of information, and new information, especially in the Giants and stuff, that nobody got a chance to get a word in edgewise. And you got to understand, I'm aware of that. But at the same time, I want to make sure everybody gets the information too. So
I like the way you did it today. Tonight,
to make
this
it up.
A good way of doing that. Yeah, this is
sure.
a good way of doing it. I think letting everybody say something and then ask questions. It's pretty good.
Good. Well, I'm going to get ready to sign off here, good people. It's 8 o'clock. Take care. Keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See everybody next week. And all of you, God bless.
Have a good night. Mark,
have a good night, Marco Bell.
Thank
bye,
you.
Bye.
Good night, Rocky, Swede, Marco, everybody. Good night.
Everybody.
Have a
good
night,
everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night now.
All right.
Good night,
Mark. Have a good one.
Not everybody.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a gold and a pack that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they die. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monster, mystery, legend, tales, and facts.